PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy, 77 for the high today. Happy Halloween, you guys. Denise sent us a message. Hey, can you guys read this? I want to know if this is my responsibility to have to pay. So she writes in, I'm reading this message and I'm like, oh, well, I know what direction I'm taking.
No, fully, okay.
Hi guys, thanks for reading this. I borrowed a friend's car over the weekend while mine was in the shop. It's not a nice car.
Oh my God, gee. It's not her dragging her.
It's somewhat of an old beater, but I really needed to borrow it. Well, I got a flat and discovered there was no spare. Who does not keep a spare tire? And when I couldn't reach my friend, I had to call a tow truck and a new tire put on. I had to get a new tire put on because they said the tire was so bad it could not be repaired. I love when women just drive and drive and drive until the tires are so bald. Like, do I need
falling off the car?
Do I need a replacement?
Remember when I was driving, and for like 3 months it was like, hey, put air in your tire. And then it exploded on the thruway. Yeah,
I do remember that. You were in Syracuse.
Yes.
When I finally got a hold of my friend, she didn't seem surprised at all or even sympathetic and made no mention of sharing the cost of the tow truck or the new tire. I'm broke and she knows it. Oh. I was expecting to pay for the tow, but should I have to buy her a new tire? She says yes. She never mentioned the car had bad tires. I just want to hear other people's opinions on who should pay what. Because I should not be held responsible for having to pay for the tow truck or the tire. Thanks. Okay, Denise, you borrowed it, you broke it, you pay for it.
Damn.
That includes both the tire and the tow truck. That's
no,
my opinion.
No, I don't agree. She has to pay for the tow 100% because her friend...
What?
She has to pay for the tow 100%.
Yeah, she has to pay for the tow.
But the tire, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
How do you figure?
Because the tire would have blown either with her or the next day after.
Breeze,
so
when you borrow someone's vehicle, you bring it back with the gas tank filled, okay? And you bring it back
with brand new tires? No!
She broke it. She broke it, okay?
Moose is like, when you borrow someone's car, here's what you're going to do. You're going to fill up the gas tank. You're going to get a full detail. You're going to get a car wash and a whole new set of tires and maybe even a backup set, too.
Yeah.
You want to borrow my car? I'll throw you the keys right now. No, genuinely.
You bring it back in better shape that they gave it to you in, okay? That's just the rule of thumb. 585-252-9800. Should Denise pay for both or split the cost with whoever gave her this piece of crap?
Also, not for nothing, but like, I know this is a controversial topic, so I'll steer as clear as I can, but like, snow tires are supposed to be put on your car around this time. So what? She's going to buy one brand new tire?
You don't need snow tires. You
don't need snow tires.
You need snow tires because you're a terrible driver. But people like
that is simply not. Well, I am a terrible driver, but that's not true.
Most of us have seasonal tires. Mine are seasonal. I don't need.
I don't know what seasonal means.
All year round, baby. All year round. You got to switch.
Don't say seasonal. Say all season. No, I'm pissed.
All season tires. Sure. Tina says this woman should pay half. The friend went out of her way to help her, so she should do right by her. At least pay for the tow truck and let the friend buy a new tire because she needed one to begin with.
Period.
Nope. Responsibility of the driver. This Denise girl screwed up, so you pay for it. Who else is here? I kind of agree with Breezy. This car was a piece of crap, so why should you be responsible for covering both the tire and the tow truck?
That's like, okay. Okay. Picture this. There's different scenarios for different instances, right? So if you're flying down 490, going 80 in a work zone, and you get a ticket in her car, which they're doing nowadays, so be careful. You have to pay that, obviously. It was your choice to go speed. You didn't choose to get in the car. Your lack of knowledge of the status of the car, the status of the tires, it's not your car.
No, she said
it's
herself.
She
said it herself.
Car.
She goes, I know it was a beater, okay? She decided to drive it. It's her responsibility as soon as she gets behind that wheel.
Period.
Who's this person? What is Breezy talking about? If someone borrowed her car and got a flat tire, there's no way in hell Breezy would let that slide. She's full of it.
I genuinely, who is that? Give me their number right now, because you know what? They're probably right, but at the same time, don't call me out like that.
She's and not also, wrong.
Also, not for nothing, but I'm so mad right now. No, I'm so mad. Because, listen, I understand. I get it, right? But when it comes to cars, I don't understand what's going on. And I feel like everyone's trying to screw me. Regardless.
Well, yeah,
so then, oh, what? I blow a tire and then I go to some tire shop and they're like, so it's going to be like $6,000 so for one tire?
Breezy is the type of person who will absolutely 100% pay for premium air. $100 a tire. She'll put premium air in it as opposed to regular air. That's Breezy.
Period. Wow. I'm easy. I need to meditate. No, I need to take a lap. This person says, split the cost of the tire. If this was the case, all of my friends would be driving my car because I would want them to pay for everything.
I think
it's so stupid.
I think it's generous of Denise to even offer to pay for the tow truck. Her friend who loaned her the car should pay for that too.
I think she should pay for the tow truck. She found herself in that situation. But the tire, it's not. Here's my thing.
She gave her a busted tire.
No, I like to buy things that I can utilize. I'm not buying something that is you're just going to ride off into the sunset with. And also, not for nothing.
Wait a second.
No.
Wait a second.
No.
This is a perfect example, but I'll let you finish.
No, because you know what? Oh, cool. I'm going to buy you one brand new tire and then the rest of your tires are falling off. It's not going to matter in 3 months when your other tire blows.
It's the principle though, Breezy.
No, it's not.
Do you remember when you went to that party in college and you threw up all over your friend's beanbag? That brand new $300 beanbag chair?
It was a love sack and it was like $3,000, but yeah.
Okay, what happened with that love sack? What did they tell you to do?
I had to pay for it.
You had to pay for it. Why?
Because I puked on it.
Because you puked on it.
But listen to me. That was my choice to drink too much. That was my choice. It wasn't my choice to deflate air in the tire like the Patriots deflate their football. Wasn't my choice.
I wish there was just one show we can do without you getting on here and just gaslighting everybody.
No, no, that's not going to happen.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station. Your